Happy New Year and welcome back to the Radio Academy podcast. I'm your host, Georgie Jameson, and this week sees the first episode of our new Meet the Experts series. Back in September at the Radio Academy Festival, I chatted with some industry experts who were part of our one-to-one sessions. I asked them all the same four questions to get their advice and knowledge on making a demo, pitching an idea, skill sets that you need, and getting yourself prepared for a career in the audio industry. In this first episode, I've grouped together five industry leaders in music radio to inspire you and for you to save as a resource for handy tips and advice whenever you need them. We'll start off with Rebecca Frank, and I asked her, what's the top three skills for someone who wants to succeed in your area of audio?
Initiative. I would call initiative a skill. I think that so much of what we do is about having an idea and making it happen and making things like just, you know, lift off a page or picking up the phone and making something happen. Like having that confidence, it doesn't need to be a noisy one. I think that is just a massive skill that you need in any area of like production or radio or audio, really is what it's all about. You have to be a really good listener, because I think it's really important to be able to not only sort of be interested in what lots and lots of people are doing, and you have to be obsessive consuming audio, you have to be able to really listen to people and what they really want, because it's all about that one person listening at home. And I also think you need to be a really good consumer, actually, is another skill. I think that you need to know what to do with the stuff that you're scrolling and going into rabbit hole on your phone. And you need to be an avid collector, therefore. That's what I mean by consumer, is a collector of other people's ideas, other people's influences, things you're overhearing, all of those things. So you have to be really good, you know, have good initiative, be a really good forager, a really good consumer, but you also need to be somebody that's got that initiative. That's the main thing.
What makes an ideas pitch or a presenter demo stand out for you, and what shouldn't people do?
Don't send me a demo for another radio station that you've done. I don't mind hearing, and I really like hearing, and here is a bit of something that I do at the moment in my local community station. But what I would say is make sure that it's short. That's the best piece of advice, actually, for a sort of pitch or demo, because it means that you've really thought about what the essence is, what the shiny bit is, what the most important bit is. Nobody wants to hear rushes. Nobody wants to hear the long version. It's about making impact quickly. We know that in kind of radio and audio, in no matter what the attention span of the person. So put your best stuff in the front, keep it short, and make sure that there's a story that's unique to you.
For those who want to break into your area of the industry, what is the one thing they should be doing right now?
Be interested in what the problems are that commercial radio or radio is trying to solve. Don't just focus on what you can bring to the table. Think about how you can fit in and be useful to an ecosystem, a big company, a station, a brand. So do research, make sure you're listening to that station or that area. It's amazing how many people go for interviews or auditions for things based on the idea of what they think the thing is. So listen to the thing, do your research, and know what the problem is that you could help solve.
And what's the one piece of advice that you've been given that has helped you in your career?
I've said it so many times today, and I'm really glad that you've asked this question, because I love it. And somebody said this to me years ago, which is, don't let perfect stand in the way of better. That doesn't mean don't have high standards. It doesn't mean don't have ambition. It doesn't mean dilute everything. But say yes to that opportunity that's not quite perfect, because it could give you stories, and it can give you a thicker skin, and it can give you diversity of thought, and it can just be, just something really great that you can then impress somebody else with when you do get that dream opportunity. And what is a dream opportunity anyway? Life is just a series of things that present themselves to you, and you've got to be ready to go for them. So don't let that sort of perfection, oh, it's not perfect, it's not exactly what I want, don't let that stand in the way of you having an improvement and doing better than you were doing today.
I'm Sarika Unadka, and I work as an assistant commissioner at the BBC Asian Network.
What's the top three skills for someone who would like to succeed in your area of audio?
So I think you need to be creative and really passionate about the content, the music, really caring about everything that you do. I also think you need to be really hardworking and deliver quality over quantity. I feel like a lot of people mix that up. So creative, passionate, and hardworking.
And what makes an ideas pitch or a presenter demo stand out to you, and what shouldn't they do?
So I always feel like they should get the best thing in quite early on, because quite often when you get sent pitches and things like that, it's so long, and just looking at the length of something makes you go, oh my gosh. But get that first point, cover it all, as much as you can right in the opening, and especially even with demos, put your best bit right at the start, because if that will keep me listening for the whole thing.
For someone who wants to break into your area and the industry, what's the one thing they should be doing right now?
Well, I feel like quite often when we interview people for jobs, you can tell when they don't listen to the output. And that is a real bugbear. It's like, if you are applying for a job or going anywhere or want to work in that industry, make sure you listen to the thing that you want to work in, because that is a real big issue that I see a lot. And it makes such a difference, because if you know the output, you know how you can benefit the organization that you want to be part of. You know how the audience works. You can really deliver the best quality for them. And every job that you're going for, just remember, you're trying to help solve a manager's problem. You're trying to help build that brand or whatever. You need to know the output.
And what's the best piece of advice you've received that's helped you?
It's trying to get used to being told no and not taking it personally. And everyone that knows me will say that's rich coming from you, because of the amount of times I've been crying when someone said no. But it happens a lot, and you do have to get used to it. And 90% of the time, it's not personal, because actually there's so many factors that I've learned by doing this job, that it's like budget, it's always resources, there's timing, there's also like presenters and schedules and stuff like this that you wouldn't even know about, which is why they might have said no. So you can't take it personally. You just keep banging the door. And actually, like, this is going to sound really cheesy, but you know the song No Limit by 2UNLIMITED?
Yeah.
That whole no, 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 there's no limit. So there's no limit to the no's, but there's no limit to how many times you can try.
My name's Sam Jackson. I run Radio 3 and The Problems for the BBC.
What's the top three skills for someone who wants to succeed in your area of the industry?
Listen to what we do and show a real understanding of it. Pinpoint who you want to approach and go to them directly rather than sending a kind of generic email. And trust that actually you have that ability. Believe in yourself to push yourself forward.
And what makes an ideas pitch or a presenter demo stand out for you, and what shouldn't people do?
I think in terms of standing out, it's got to do two things at the same time, and that can feel like a kind of opposite. But on the one hand, it's got to sound like something that fits on the radio station. If it's so different to what we already do, then it could feel completely out of place. At the same time, it also has to offer something extra that we can't deliver through what we already have. So it's got to have that tone that feels like it's Radio 3, but it's also got to make us stop and go, good grief, how come we haven't got this already? We really need it. What should people not do? Make a demo that sounds like it's broadcast on another radio station, and that it really is not of the kind of depth and sound that we would want for Radio 3.
For those who want to break into your area of the industry, what's the one thing they should be doing now?
Looking at audience behaviour. How are people consuming audio? How are people discovering classical music? And how can that person help audiences to do that?
And what's the best piece of advice that you've been given that's helped you?
I was once told by somebody in the industry, never write to the person that runs the station. Always find the name of the producer of the programme you love and then send them a note instead. And I think that really rings true. If you love something that you hear, find out who produced it, drop them a note and say, I love that programme you made. Have you got 10 minutes for a coffee? They will be so delighted that they will instantly say yes. And then you've got an immediate connection to someone in the industry.
Hello, I'm Sam Moy. I'm head of BBC Radio 6 Music.
What's the top three skills for someone who wants to succeed in your area of audio?
I think at 6 Music, we're really looking for passionate music fans. We're looking for people who really, really love music and they just want to share it with people. We're interested in storytellers, people that are interested in the world around them, in culture. They're interested in live music, they're interested in going clubbing, and they're interested in kind of sharing what they've found with a lot of people. So I'd say that's a key thing for us at 6 Music. Also, like, if you want to get into radio production, it's helpful if people know their way around editing software and that people have had experience in the studio, but it's not often necessary. You know, if people can shadow, that's useful, but you can shadow everywhere. It doesn't necessarily have to be the radio station that you want to end up. And don't forget about radio production companies, audio production companies. You know, they make content for a lot of different radio stations, DSPs. You can pick up so much experience there and meet a lot of people, you know, so I'd recommend that too.
What makes an idea pitch or a presenter demo stand out to you, and what shouldn't people be doing?
I think a key thing for me is, and this is pertinent to Six Music, is that you can hear that the person presenting is almost secondary to the music that they're playing. It's almost like they're on the radio by accident because they just want to talk about music and share it with people. And radio is the kind of platform that they've landed on. I wouldn't say that's the same for maybe everyone, but certainly for us at Six Music, I say that's key. I can normally hear in a demo that is made for everyone. And I understand that. That's a resource issue. Like, why would you be making 18,000 different types of demos? But I think perhaps really think about where you would like to work and fashion a demo for that particular radio station. And if I get a demo for a radio station that isn't Six Music, I think that person doesn't listen to the radio station. So maybe they don't know what we need in a presenter.
For those who want to break into your area of the industry, what's the one thing they should be doing now?
I often feel this is a tricky question to answer for those who want to break into your area of the industry. Look at me repeating the question back. But I think I got into the radio industry like 30 years ago. 30 years this month, I went to the University of Westminster to do the media studies course there. And I learned to edit on a reel-to-reel machine, the Chinagraph pencil on a razor blade. So I often think, what possibly could I have to share? But I think there's things that remain true from then to now. And I think it's talking to people, asking people for a cup of tea. Like, I really just want to hear about X or learn about the other or share this with you. And I think people will make time. It might not be immediately, but people will find the time and spend the time thinking about not just the key platforms. Like, I got my first break at something else back in Hoxton Square, and I had work experience for them. And that meant that was a building block for me to then go and have conversations with people that broadcast those programs on their networks. That meant that I was making connections. So I think those things remain true.
And what's the best piece of advice that you've received that's helped you?
I think that the piece of advice I've been given out a lot today, because people have asked me the same question, how can I be a presenter at Six Music? And the piece of advice that I have given out is really spend some time figuring out what you want to say, what you want to share. Figure out who you are, because that's authentic. The story that you're telling, that's the only story that you can tell. And it could be about, I really love frogs, or it could be like, this record label is incredible, or like, I've been to this part of the world and I just want to share that story. Figure out what that is. And you can almost do it yourself. Like, when I started out, like, studio doors, like, somebody had to open that for you. Not now. You can make your own content. You can do it on your phone, yeah, with a muff shield.
Which is exactly what I'm doing, yeah.
You know, it's like, everything has been democratized in that sense. So you can make something of your own volition and people will come. And that becomes your calling card almost. Don't be in a race. Just spend some time and make it something that you're proud of and then take it into the world.
I'm Paul Sylvester. I'm the content director for Absolute and Magic.
What's the top three skills for someone who wants to succeed in your area of audio?
I think there is an awareness of the world around them, what's happening in the world. And I think having that understanding of what audiences are into, what audiences care about, and what makes kind of a creative take on that is the first thing. I think curiosity is always a really good thing to have in terms of presentation, production, or any of those things. And I think also just persistence. There is a lot of demand for fewer roles in the world of radio and audio. So I think being persistent is hugely important.
What makes an ideas pitch or presenter demo stand out for you, and what should people not do?
Always start with your best material. Give me a breadth of what you would sound like. So if you're sending me a demo for Magic, include stuff that you would have heard on Magic or versions of that. Say the words that you would hear if you were a Magic Radio listener. And I think also it's that thing of, give me something that is a personal story. Give me something that delivers listener engagement. Show me how you would sell the station. Show me how you would tease ahead. All of those things are really important if you're making a bespoke demo.
And for those who want to break into your area of the industry, what's the one thing they should be doing right now?
Immerse yourself in what you want to do. But also, remember that there's not a race. This isn't a race. Your career is not a race. My advice to people is, don't worry about what other people are doing. Work out what you want to do and have fun getting there and enjoy that journey, because the journey will also change. What you think you want to do now will not be the same in 10 years' time. But I think, don't worry about the fact that other people have got this gig or somebody else has got that job. Actually, that will only lead to self-destruction. Worry about yourself, be the best person you can be open-minded, learn, and know that everyone's journey is unique, especially yours.
And what's the best piece of advice that you've received that's helped you in your career?
Worry less.
I like that. I think we should just, that's a lesson for life, Paul, isn't it?
Absolutely.
A big thank you to all the experts in this first episode. And there'll be more Meet the Experts podcasts to come throughout this early part of 2026. Don't forget to like and subscribe to the Radio Academy podcast wherever you get your pods, and to bookmark these episodes to go back to and listen again whenever you need some inspiration. Our ears open today. Check out the categories and entry details on our website, radioacademy.org. You can take advantage of the early bird discount until the 16th of January, and entries close on the 11th of Feb. We are looking for expressions of interest for trustees. We're looking for two new trustees to join our board in 2026. It's going to be an exciting year for the Radio Academy as we change to the Audio Academy. So you can check out all the details on our website, radioacademy.org/trustees/expression of interest 2025. Next week, we meet the first of our new fellows who were inducted into the Academy at the Radio Academy Festival in September. My guest will be Deputy Chair of the Academy and Content Director of Jazz FM and Magic Classical, Nick Pitts. I'll see you next week.